from where you've come from, you know, your first day here at spring camp to now, have you even surprised yourself, or are you just amazingly pleased with how far you've come?
No, I haven't surprised myself at all. I'm kind of one of those guys that's always looking forward, always trying to get better. I'm not going to look back and think what I could have done differently. I don't live my life with regrets or anything. So I'm going to try to change things that need to fix in the past. And, you know, there were some things I made mistakes in the game against the Browns. So I want to make sure that this game against the Jets, I don't do the same thing. So I'm kind of looking at it more of a smaller scale right now and not really looking back.
All right. Well, how can you, though, compare how you're throwing now and how you're just playing the position compared to when you first got here and everything was new?
Yeah, no, I think I'm throwing better. I think a lot of that is because I've gotten a lot more reps. And that's kind of – I've been able to physically go through the mechanics and go through the reads and go through the progressions. And for me, the ball's going to come out better the more reps I get. So that's probably one of those reasons why.
Andy also mentioned that not just you, but for everyone who gets to play, that is you're also auditioning for other teams out there now. Obviously, when you're out there, you're not thinking about that.
Yeah.
But even now, is that sort of in the back of your mind, knowing that no matter what happens here, that other teams are going to maybe see this film also?
Not at all. I want to be here. That's my goal. That's kind of the reason I came here. So if that's another positive we can take out of this, I'm not really looking at it that way. And I've enjoyed my time here and want to be here.
You told us even back in April and May that's, you know, when you don't get reps, it's really hard to just progress.
Yep.
And, you know, if two guys don't get hurt, you might not get as many reps. So
Do
you feel like you had a little bit of a stroke of fortune in that regard?
Maybe just a little bit. I think that, you know, there's other quarterbacks that can learn a system and learn an offense without getting reps. And I'm, you know, the more systems I play in, I think I'm not one of those types of guys. So I need to – I'm very thankful that I've gotten the opportunity here to kind of go through that and, you know, show what I'm capable of doing. And I'll get another chance on Thursday night. So you never really want to see anybody get injured at all. And I hope Nick and myself don't get injured on Thursday. So it's going to be fun. I've enjoyed the process so far, and it's going to be another enjoyable process Thursday night.
Yeah, I imagine there'll be no regrets no matter what happens. I mean, you've come and proved that you're still a pretty good quarterback, right?
I mean, I still – I don't know. Every day, I don't really look back. I'm happy with where things are at. I'm happy if I wasn't getting any reps. You know, like I kind of try to look at it in the bigger picture here. I've enjoyed my time, and I'm gonna enjoy my time Thursday night too.
What's it like going out there with the rookies who have not been through this fourth preseason game before, and knowing that you'll be able to help them try to get to where they want to go, whether it's a spot here or a positive spot elsewhere?
Yeah, I've been in their shoes before, and I think that's kind of one of those things that helps me out and helps those guys out. I'm not gonna. You know, it's not going to be too big of a moment for myself, and hopefully I can kind of translate that over to those other guys. So I'm hoping we're going to work well together like we have in the first three games and come out with a win.
What's it been like playing in this? It's a very quarterback-friendly offense. A lot of guys have come here, and it's really kind of helped their careers. Did you feel like as you've gotten to know it, it's helped your development?
It has. The thing here that I have enjoyed the most is, versus other systems I've been in, is that every single one of the coaches offensively is on the same page. Everyone is coaching you the same exact way, from your position coach, your offensive coordinator, to your head coach. And I've played for some other teams. I'm not going to mention what teams those are, but there's a lot of different voices and coaching points. And it's beneficial for me as the player to play that position under those guys. And it's nice to know that there's, you know, still teams that run their system that way. And that's kind of why I feel that way.
Where's that translate? Is it when you go on the field, you're just kind of like, you're okay with, you know, your mind isn't,
it's not, you're not hearing one thing in one ear and another thing in the other ear, and you're not really caught in the middle. And that's here, it's, you know, let it loose, you know, see what you see and get the ball out of your hands and move on to the next one. And they make it, as complex as the system is, it's still pretty diverse too.
So if you could have a year in this offense, and this year, for a whole year of the offense, sky's the limit kind of thing?
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I'm really just looking right now to the game. That's about it. I wish I had more for you there, but
no. But it would be very beneficial, you think, for it.
Yeah, I think any quarterback would say the same thing about this system. So it's a good opportunity. And I'm just, you know, happy to be here.
Trent, how stressful is this time of year as a professional athlete, whether it be you or the other guys, that just where you just don't know what your fate is?
It's not. I wouldn't say it's stress. It's just kind of, you know, I've seen a couple other guys get cut earlier a couple days ago, and you're kind of. It's just tough because you know how hard you've worked individually and they've worked, and you want everyone to be here. You want guys that you've kind of sweated with, you've learned the system with together, everyone to be here, and unfortunately that's not the case. I don't know if stress is the right word, but maybe just, you know, frustration, kind of maybe a little bit of sadness, kind of having to see those guys move on, and we're going to have to do that again on Friday or Saturday.
As you stand here today, how do you feel about where you've progressed in this offense? Have you been totally satisfied? Frustration mixed in? How do you see it?
I think I've had good days and bad days. I think for me, more recently, I feel like I've been having some okay to good days on game day, which has been nice for me, but there's still been way too many bad days for me, and I'm hoping that there's more good to come in the future, and that's kind of my view on the way I've progressed so far.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.